guys.
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. It's Monday. Monday.
Did everyone get to hear you singing just now?
Yeah.
Oh, the mics were on. Okay, good.
Yeah. You didn't hear Maddie?
No, I didn't have
her harmonizing.
Sorry, I missed it.
Incredible. I mean,
you can go back and watch it on YouTube later.
Yeah. Yep, it'll be there for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great news.
Ooh, let me see if we got any new followers. You guys, go check us out now. Come on. It makes us look good.
Well, we're 3.7. We were at 3.5 on Friday.
Yeah, but we've been at 3.7 all morning. I want more people. Go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. We need to rival some of the other stations around here. Ooh, there's some coffee on my screen. I wonder how that happened. Couldn't have been me. All right, let's see here. I'm sure we have a sponsor, and we do. It's Cartelligent. Don't step a foot on a car lot. Get the ultimate hack. Buy or lease any new car with help from the experts. Check them out at cartelligent.com. Car buying solved. Solved. The big story today is Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle, although there were a lot of like not good news stories over the weekend. But honestly, this just blew my mind last night when I saw the first report starting to come in. The son has now been arrested. If you missed the story, Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle, were found stabbed to death by their son, allegedly their son. They were murdered in their home in Los Angeles in the Brentwood neighborhood. They were knifed. Rob was 78. His wife, I believe, was 68. They describe knife wounds. Let's just go with that. They also share another son, Jake, and a daughter, Romy. And apparently they have a daughter, an adopted daughter, Tracy, from his first marriage to Penny Marshall. Romy is the daughter who apparently found the scene and was the first to tell the police, "You should be looking for my brother, Nick."
Which is your sister.
Yes.
Has fingered you here.
Right.
And I'll tell you something. When we sit down, and this just goes for every person in every walk of life, when we see movie stars, directors, and all the money they've got, and you just think, what a life. There, in that guy's home, was a teenage addict, probably making everyone's life miserable. And he was in and out of rehabs. And ultimately, it looks like he killed his own parents.
Right.
It's awful.
The son, Nick, has been arrested in connection with his parents' murder. There's a couple. This is TMZ. And there's a couple kind of unexplained bits here, too. So Rob and Mike and Michelle Reiner's son, Nick, has been arrested as being held on $4 million bail. According to TMZ, he's in the custody of the L.A. Police Department as of this morning. He was booked in at jail there. As reported, the couple was found by one of their daughters on Sunday with their throats slit inside their Los Angeles home. Friends, listen to this. Friends and collaborators, Billy Crystal and Larry David, were seen. That Billy Crystal comedian, Larry David from Curb Your Enthusiasm, was also the co-creator of Seinfeld. They were seen leaving the couple's home Sunday evening looking very distraught. Why are they all of a sudden in this story? What do they stop by? Like,
maybe they had a dinner.
Maybe they were already there.
This was last night? Wasn't last night the first night of Hanukkah?
Oh, it was the first night of Hanukkah, the 14th. What's today? Yeah. So I wonder if they showed up
for a celebration.
As the daughter was...
Oh, I don't know.
It was fine because you would think that someone would, you know, if the cops were there, there'd be nobody else allowed in, right? I'm sure there'll be more on that story, but there it is. And if you're like, who's Rob Reiner? Well, Stand By Me, The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, Misery, A Few Good Men. It's a very, very long list of movies. And as Bob, the president of Bob's Movie Club, pointed out. They really are all pretty different. Like, this is Spinal Tap in 1984 was his debut movie. And then to be, you know, doing Stand By Me and The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, they're all...
And then his mom was in a very famous scene from When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, is she the lady who says?
She's the one that says...
Oh, you didn't play the whole lead up to that.
I didn't know if we should.
Probably I'll have not. What she's having.
That's Rob Reiner's mom?
That's Rob Reiner's mom.
What's her name, Estelle something? Can't remember. I was reading all about his family this morning. But anyway, he's given us so much. It's starting with being Meathead on All in the Family. And I guess his first, began his career as Steve Martin's writing partner on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, which is even before our time, Ben. It's like my dad was a big Smothers
Way
Brothers
before.
Fan. In 1968, he was writing for them. He and Steve Martin were the youngest on the staff. And then 2 years later, he joined All in the Family. So you'll be hearing a lot about this. But the latest news is that the son, Nick, has been arrested. He's being held on $4 million bail. And as we get updates, we'll bring them to you. I did see a thing here. They say it's very likely YouTube is going to pull this. So if you did want to look at it, there is a movie called Being Charlie that premiered about 10 years ago, and it is a movie about the family's tensions, and Nick is in it. They're all in it. There's apparently a big dinner scene where it's all about their family, and this was right around the time that Nick was did that interview with People magazine where he was talking about how he is a recovering addict and that he'd been homeless.
I could be completely wrong. I thought that movie was about a politician who had a son with addiction.
Be it 10 years before Rob and Michelle Reiner were killed in their home, Rob made a movie about the family's tensions, including those with son Nick. I don't know. This is the first I'm seeing of this.
What
movie.
I just read was that the movie's about a politician who has the same problem Rob has, which is an addict son. And the son did work on that film with him.
He did. He co-wrote it with the younger son.
Right. But they're not in it.
He's in it. Nick apparently is in it.
Oh, okay.
You know, honestly, they're making this sound like a documentary, and I don't know that much about it.
It's not a documentary. But it's based on their lives. They did a scripted
version of what they had gone.
A politician played the character of Rob.
Right,
Rob
and
his son played.
All right, so there's that. And by the way, they're actually saying here that they may pull it. So if you wanted to, I don't know why they would though. If it's not, I mean, at this point,
very close to home.
Yes, definitely. Let me see if
maybe they're like, how are we going to get a jury to sit down and. Who knows? I don't know.
There's a lot of, I don't know. There we go. There's that. Next up, Amy Schumer announces divorce from husband Chris Fisher. I want to say it was 2 weeks ago. She was like, that's not necessarily where we're heading. She shared the news on Instagram where she wrote, we love each other very much. We'll continue to focus on raising our son.
An impossible nightmare to be going through family drama like that or, you know, relationship drama and then have to deal with it in the public and the opinions of people who don't think you've A, tried hard enough, B, how could you have married him in the first place, C, only because you're skinny now do you think you should... Oh, my God.
Right. Chris and I have made the difficult decision to end our marriage after 7 years. She wrote of herself under a photo of the two of them. We love each other very much and will continue to focus on raising our son. She seemingly parodied divorce announcements in the rest of the caption, writing blah, blah, blah at the beginning and middle of the post. She said, we would appreciate people respecting our privacy at this time, blah, blah, blah.
Well, like most relationships, that thing probably had been over for a while and they'd stuck it out and find themselves now making... By the time she's ready to announce 2 or 3 weeks ago when the news broke, you know that's done. There is no, there's a 1% chance we'll be back together. No, there's not.
teeny tiny thing.
Nope.
So that is happening. They're divorcing.
I actually can't believe this. They just had a kid, right?
He's a couple years old.
Still.
Yeah. Oh, well, you think kids hold things together?
I'm just surprised.
No, it's really sad. It's really sad. I mean,
it's got to be because she got skinny. There's no other explanation.
Yeah, it's definitely that. Let's just go with that. There's no other. I mean, they have a kid, for God's sake. Who would ever get divorced after having a kid?
And because kids are easy.
Oh, my God.
In fact, I heard they fix everything.
Right.
They come right in and fix it all up.
If you have a bad relationship, throw a kid in the mix.
Yeah. They'll fix it all. Right.
They do. It just makes you just the love and the familial harmony.
I just want to go on record that that's not what I was saying. I don't know what I was saying, though, so.
I like your honesty. Dick Van Dyke turned 100.
He did it!
He lived. He made it all the way. His wife, Arlene, says he had a great time. They had a party at their Malibu home, which was attended by family and friends, and Arlene led a surprise flash mob that danced to a medley of Dick's songs.
Oh, flash mob. Oh, what a throwback.
I love a flash mob. It's been a while since I've heard about a good flash mob. It used to happen all the time.
I know, it was the best.
I really liked it. It would just be like random people walking around through a plaza, and all of a sudden, like, this one person would start playing the flute, and then somebody comes over with the viola, and the next thing you know, I don't know, whatever. Whatever. Some instrument. Next thing you know, there's just, like, this whole thing going on with choreography and everything.
Oh, they were so fun.
They were. You don't see enough of them.
No, well, because people started hating on them.
Like, well,
can we get on with the flash mob? And it's so cringy. Ugh. People who hate fun, like Maddie.
I do hate flash mobs.
You're making up fun. Well, I also think the pandemic did a number on it. I mean, I feel like 10 years ago, you were much more likely to hear about a flash mob than like during the pandemic.
You just sang your own theme song. That was really nice.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It's not just for me. It's for anybody who's making it not fun.
You're making it not fun.
Yeah, Maddie. You're making it not fun.
But you are the inspiration behind the hit song. I mean, you are.
Oh, thanks for pointing that out. You make it not fun. Play it for Vinny. Vinny.
You make it not fun. You make it not fun.
Yeah, Vinny.
You get excited and you make it not fun.
Sorry. John wrote that for you.
Lucky me. Dick Van Dyke celebrated his 100th on Saturday. The flash mob was just icing on the cake. Arlene says it went so perfect, just everything, and he was so happy. His face, I love to make him have that face, the happy old guy face, I guess. Prior to the actual date, Dick Van Dyke told People magazine, I feel really good for 100. Sometimes I have more energy than others, but I never wake up in a bad mood. It's nice.
It's a good impression too.
Thanks. You make it fun.
Thank you.
But 100 years, that's incredible. Do you think, well, I don't want to start a death clock or anything, but I mean, you hit 100.
You kind of set that date and then, you know, it's like, okay.
Right.
Time to throw it in.
It's like, I always think about the Ozzy thing, how he died less than 2 weeks after, you know, they just poured everything into this celebration of Ozzy's life. And he gets there and there he is and he looks so happy and he's so pleased that everyone's there and they raised all kinds of money. And then he was like, hold me tight. Kiss me. Hold me tight. I know.
I started to tear up when you said that.
It's just, well, I mean,
it's so sweet.
So much better than getting in a fight. Like I hate when you hear about somebody who's like, we got in a fight. They stormed out. And I said some hateful things and they said mean things to me and then they left and something, you know, that was the end. Like, that is just so never always make sure the people you love know how much you love them. Oh, that would just be the worst, knowing that the last thing you said to someone was something awful.
And that's how life goes, you know, it's sometimes, or maybe the last thing you said to them was, I got to go to the bathroom.
Right.
You know,
I don't want that to be the last words either.
That was my Luigi's last words.
What?
Yeah. My biological father.
Yeah.
He had to go to the bathroom, and then...
And then people were like, where's Luigi? Why was he sitting on the toilet?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I do not want to be caught.
He fell and then hit his head. So, like, he and my mom died the same way. They hit their head. And why am I bringing this up? Have Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Everything's going to be okay.
Hug them all.
Everything is going to be okay.
Just watch when they go to the bathroom. Be careful.
Dick Van Dyke's 100.
He's 100. That's great news. I'm sure he'll live another 100 years.
100 more.
Don't let him go to the bathroom, for God's sake.
Not alone. Go in there with him.
Get a camera.
Help him.
Oh, Maddie.
is Ryan Lochte the Gia boy?
Yes, oh, the my swimmer.
God. Gia boy.
Yeah.
Talk about losers.
I got robbed in Brazil guy.
Yeah, sure you did. Ryan Lochte is auctioning off, I think, 3 of his 6 Olympic golds, including the medal that he won before his 2016 scandal in Rio. Now, I do not know how much you get for a gold medal, but I would think, you know, he's a little bit tainted love. He is auctioning a medal from 04, 08, and 2016. And let's see.
For charity?
No.
Well,
if he is, I'm certainly not seeing that here. Parting ways with half his Olympic gold medals. He's 41 now. And he just announced this middle of last week.
So, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, people have paid between $950,000 to $750,000, but those are for medals from countries that don't normally win them. So the average for a U.S. is about $37,500.
Oh, so
that's
a lot. It is a lot, actually. I wonder if are the scandals, I guess one of them is the one he won right before. Let's see. The one he won in 2016. Right before the infamous scandal that led to a 10-month suspension from the swimming team. So is it worth more or is it worth less if it's by... He certainly has a story.
It's all about how you sell it, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
What does he do now?
Nothing. He sells his...
Oh, my God. I feel so bad for him.
He doesn't do anything?
I don't know what he does.
I mean, he can't even be a lifeguard at a swimming pool?
Oh, he could do that. Yeah, that'd be good.
He can't be a coach on a swim team?
I'm not seeing what he does. Let me see if it says.
He's a motivational speaker.
Oh, well.
And a brand ambassador.
They do say that people who've, that's a circuit that needs people, like keynote speakers. People pay money for that.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of politicians do that and probably, I'm sure... There's actors who would do it if they go to Comic-Con and just sign stuff.
Well, I don't want to badmouth anybody that actually gets help from someone who can motivate them or help them.
Mm-hmm.
And enough people have ruined their own lives, whether it be with booze or drugs or just simply, I'm in my shell, but if I move, I'll come out of my shell. And then they go to a new location expecting a new them. And then they find out they're still them.
Yeah.
And they're still going to hide in their house. And they don't say hi to people because that's the way they are. It's not the town they are in. It's them.
Do you guys remember when the pandemic started and people started buying vans and living in their vans and traveling the country? I saw an amazing post from one girl after she'd been doing it for several months. She said, your problems are still your problems in a van.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now you're in a van.
And now you're stuck in a van.
Down by the river. He revealed that he is writing a memoir recalling going from hero to zero in the blink of an eye. He also is talking about, let's see, he's currently going through a divorce from his ex-wife, Kayla Reed.
Oh, I didn't know that was happening,
In September, he opened up about his mental health on Instagram, sharing that he was 54 days sober at the time. After my accident in 2023, I fell into a really dark place, depression, loneliness, and feeling like I was giving up in life. After admitting to falling into a cycle of substance abuse, Lochte said he needed to make a dramatic change this year. So I checked myself into a recovery center, but in life, you're going to get knocked out or hit a roadblock. It's not how you get knocked out. It's how you keep moving forward. I'm bettering myself each day. If anyone out there is struggling, please know you're not alone in this.
Oh, he should do a documentary. I feel like that would be a great way to make a big chunk of change and to change his PR. You know, because right now
not
he,
a bad idea.
He doesn't have a very
certainly
good
plenty of footage of him. I
yeah,
know.
Exactly.
He was on The Traitors, remember? Season 1.
Oh,
I do remember
yeah.
that.
I don't remember that.
That's funny. That did not occur to me until you just said it.
Yeah. So he's out there.
Yeah. Well, and he's had to face his problems head on. Like, you know, the scandal in Rio, that was no small thing. That was, he did go from hero to zero. He was like kind of fun and he was the Gia boy guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it was like, what a scumbag. How could he do that?
Well, we've all faced this at some point in your life, one way or another. And a lot of times when I was young, I found things where I was like, I would never sell that. Not going to sell that. Mm. It's just kind of,
I need to
see,
sell
he's
it.
Had to evaluate his situation. And I'm sure someone said, you need to raise money quick.
Yeah.
And there it is.
Bills coming up.
So he's bummed. I'm sad to see it.
All right. What you got coming up?
A lot of stuff, including a guy in Vegas who said, well, he's suing after these.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Coming up at 9.05, it's your chance to win Alice's ultimate stocking stuffer. Check this out. This is amazing. In this prize package is a pair of tickets to all of the following shows in 2026. Ed Sheeran, Olivia Dean, Ariana Grande, Louis Capaldi, and the San Francisco Symphony's Pirates of the Caribbean, and The Lord of the Rings. 9.05, your first chance to win today.
It's all your Christmas.
Yeah, everybody on your Christmas list gets tickets.
That's a big win.
It's a huge package.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Yeah, you can lose weight during the holidays with Jumpstart MD.
Yeah.
Start for just $25 when you mention radio, R-A-D-I-O, radio. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com. Here's what's happening. Early fog and clouds, maybe some sun breaks, but for the most part, it's going to be cloudy and we're heading into some weather.
All right.
Which we haven't seen for a bit.
I'm
a
back,
little
baby.
Chilly. Is not really weather.
Right. Well, it's whatever. It's with the weather today. But yeah, when we think of weather, we think of events. Yeah.
I'm surrounded by East Coasters who came up hard through hard winters. And they're like, oh, it was like 35. I can't believe it.
Our blood's thinning.
It's colder here somehow.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's
because we have less clothing on.
Right. You used to have to walk to an outhouse.
Yeah.
To go to the bathroom.
I know, and I never want to do it again.
In the heart of winter.
Yes. And that seat's cold. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Well, I bet.
You freeze to it, I'm sure.
Rain looks to be starting on Wednesday, everyone. The Niners won 37-24, and on Monday Night Football tonight, Dolphins at Steelers, 5:15 game time. Also, the Powerball rolled over, so we're up to $1.1 billion.
God, I can't wait to be a billionaire. It's going to be great.
So, and that's drawing is tonight if you want to get in on the dough or contribute to my win.
Mm.
Time for you to get your gavel and your gown, Sarah.
I'm ready. Judgy McJudgerson.
We need you to be the voice of reason
All
here.
All right, I'm ready.
A man is suing a casino after waking up in handcuffs with $75,000 in debt he has no memory of signing for.
Okay.
Aria Resort and Casino and its parent company say that this guy signed off on markers, was taking loans, basically. Michael Duke Thompson, 64, licensed attorney and longtime Aria player, they say, said his last memory from January 23rd, 2024 was leaving the high limit blackjack room with a bunch of money in his pocket.
Oh.
He had thousands of dollars in chips.
I won. I've got chips.
I'm walking off a winner. He says he next woke up the following morning in a Vegas casino security holding pen, handcuffed, and facing over $75,000 in gambling debt from markers he has no memory of signing for.
I have a couple questions.
Yeah.
As the presiding judge. Videotape, pretty common in the modern day casino. Is that, do they have any video evidence of him taking these markers, signing his name, sitting at the table, making ridiculous bets, going all in when he's got a pair of twos?
My guess is they have video of it all, but he's hoping in some way to get that all thrown from discovery.
And he is a lawyer, so of course fighting this is second nature.
He says that those signatures only loosely resemble my own.
We're hammered.
Right. So, is a person who is drunk beyond the ability to remember anything that's happening responsible for what they've done?
They are. But I will say, there should be a this person has been overserved rule. And they shouldn't be doing markers for somebody who's clearly inebriated. Now, I get that the whole business model of casinos is feed those people drinks, get all their money. When you're sitting at a table, those drinks are free. You can't just walk around and get free drinks, sit down at the bar. If you sit at the bar and you're playing the built into the bar top video poker, they're also free. They'll give you free drinks. But if you're not gambling, they won't give you the free drinks. They just want you to sit down and gamble so you can get your drinks for free. 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 It's such a fluid word.
So is it possible, Sarah, in a world where maybe there is no video? Maybe there's not. And this guy, he got arrested and put in jail wrongly.
Because they were like, that guy looks like he's got 75 grand.
They jumped him for no good reason. He was just walking by with his winnings. Next thing you know, they phonied up some markers on his behalf and they say he owes $75,000.
I just feel like the casino would not do that. And that there is video evidence. So my judgment, without having seen said video, if the casino says that this happened, you're guilty.
Okay, so
you're burnt.
He's guilty, but does he owe the money back?
Yes, he does owe the money back.
Ah!
But I will say that I feel like it's just, it's not, it's like anything. You know, you don't do that for the drunk guy. But some people really hold it. They can be way drunker than you think they are and seem to be in control of all their faculties. Mm-hmm. They seem to be able to handle a pen and take the money without just tossing it all. And they're like, you know, their whole job is, yeah, we want you to borrow money from us.
Right.
So that you'll owe us money.
I've been bounced at a casino before because I was too drunk.
I'm shocked. What do you mean you've been bounced?
You get loud and crazy.
Because you were drunk or because you were owed them money?
No, because I was drunk. Mm. And evidently I kept bending the cards or something and they like warned me three times and I did not care. So they do watch out for that, at least in Tahoe. Shout out.
That was the infamous night of everyone on the show was drunk except for me.
No, that was a different night. No.
Are you sure that wasn't the night before when you rolled in and I was like, oh my God, everyone's drunk.
No, this was
and
the
we're
same.
On the air.
This was the same trip. I was at a slot machine and it was winning and winning and winning and I had to go to the bathroom and I decided if I leave the machine to go to the bathroom, somebody's going to take it. So I just went to the bathroom there in my pants and continued to gamble and won. It was wonderful. And then I went to roulette in my pee-pee pants and won.
It's so warm.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah, wow. I couldn't leave it.
That was a decision you made.
That was a decision
I
made.
You were drunk, right? But you...
No, actually, I went down because I was broke and I wanted free drinks and I had like $20, put it in this thing and it was just one of those nights that it just kept paying me. And kept paying me.
There
people
isn't
were circling,
a world where it makes sense for a guy who's not drunk to go in his own pants.
Don't be ridiculous, Maddie. You were drunk. Stop it.
No. I later on, when I went to the roulette table in my pee-pee pants, yes. But no, I made a decision. I was like, I can leave this machine and somebody's going to jump on it immediately, or I can just stay here, do this, and continue to win. So I chose to do this and continue to win.
How much did you end up making for the night?
I won like $450 that night.
Worth it, huh?
Yeah, totally worth it. Do it again.
$450?
Yeah.
And you peed and then you kept the pants on and sat at another table?
Yep.
It's insane the judgment I get from him on some of the things I say when he has stories like that right there.
It's insane that he judges anybody for anything when somehow in his brain it made sense to just go right here.
I have a new judgment I'm going to make.
I'm going to go in my own pants.
Maddie, you owe the $75,000 that guy supposedly owes. You got to it's payment for your past sins and for peeing.
And the worst part of
on
this.
On the stool.
The worst part of this story is he wants to defend that he did that of sound mind. He doesn't want to go, I am an alcoholic. I've made some bad choices, some really bad mistakes. It comes with the terror. Like, that's the story.
I stand by my decision to go number one and
for
continue to win.
No, for $450, I thought he was going to say I was up like $10,000.
Yeah, thousands
of
dollars,
okay,
maybe.
Okay, fine, $450, no.
That's why I had to ask, because I knew the answer was not worth it.
I was on penny slots. I was a truckload of pennies that I had to roll up.
And I kept getting wheel.
Oh, my God.
Fortune. You're not leaving that. Not leaving it.
You know what? Whatever you say. If you say that you couldn't leave it, then you couldn't leave it. I think everybody else could leave it.
I don't know.
I do know.
But yeah, I'm going to say people are there's no, maybe there's some complete gambling addict who's like, no, you can't get it.
To anyone out there who's trying to say right now in your head or to the radio or out loud maybe or texting in, Vin, you've gone in your wetsuit. Yeah. I have gone in my wetsuit. I don't want to.
Right.
It's not, as some people would say, the way you warm yourself. It's not. But if I'm in the ocean and I'm having fun and I'm getting exercise and I'm however far from land.
Also, you're basically alone. You're not sitting on someone's chair and dripping down onto a rug and then continuing in your pee-soaked pants to other tables. I mean, you must have stunk.
You're squash walking.
You're squash walking. It's in your shoes.
And I always peed in my wetsuit before I did a triathlon because of the warmth factor. Everybody does. Everybody's standing there. Everybody's doing it. Everybody does it.
It isn't why. Oh, my.
It's a good story, though. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
This guy in his $75,000, he was overserved by the casino that took his money.
He still owes it. Whether that's, work it off or pencil out a check.
I don't know. I just really feel like that there should be somebody humane enough to say, we can't give you any more markers, sir. You are hammered.
I don't know.
You need to, here's your room key. Go up to your room.
I mean, this seems like, I don't want to accuse Vegas of, preying on people, but it seems probably to happens a lot.
Yeah.
This is unique only because he's a lawyer and decided to take it wide.
Exactly.
I'm going to fight this. Well, he's going to lose.
Yeah. Good luck, buddy. I'm sure there's no video of you signing for all this stuff and playing at tables. He's just one of those people that can hold it together. That's the only thing I can think of, because I just feel like they would say, you're hammered. We're not giving you any more money.
It's almost Christmas. Today is December 15th, which means you're 10 days away. By now, the room might even be cleaned up. By now. In this 10 days, what is it?
Oh.
8:49. Most my kids actually, and I did the same thing. So it's this, part of the joy is running into the parents' room. We're up. Let's go. Yeah. Come on.
Ours has gotten progressively later.
Yeah. Well, we still have very little kids and they're into it and it's going to happen.
I got to tell Sean he's got to get up early.
It'll be all over by 9 o'clock on Christmas Day. And then it'll be, please go play with that stuff.
I'll be eating coffee cake by myself at 9 o'clock. John won't even be up yet.
Anyway, what are you looking forward to the most? For a lot of folks, it's just the food you get to eat. Speaking of your coffee cake, Christmas cookies top the list of things people are looking forward to.
I like making them, and I do like decorating.
The butter cookie,
stuff.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, like a sugar cookie or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't even really want to eat those. I do look forward to the food. I like the nice dinner with family, but I love to give gifts and, you know, that I put some thought into and I love that. I love the whole gift thing. I think that's nice.
Hot chocolate is next on the list, which I'm surprised by. I don't ever drink hot chocolate. Mm. And occasionally someone will bring it up and that sounds kind of. And then after a couple of sips, I realize, no.
Yeah.
Nope.
I'll just take some of that whipped cream, squirt it right in my mouth, and then I'll go back to my coffee.
Chocolate is on the list. Chocolate chip cookies. Cookies in general.
Jesus. Cookies. It's all the candy and treats.
Three of the entries in the top five are some type of cookie.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Four of the top six, gingerbread cookies.
I do like a gingerbread cookie.
You do?
I do.
I don't care about those. Mm. Mashed potatoes, cinnamon rolls, bread rolls, and fudge are all the things we're looking forward to this holiday season.
I cannot believe there's no, I get to see my family.
Nope.
I can't wait to get that one present I'm looking forward to.
My mom used to make fudge.
I like singing carols.
And I remember eating it and liking it. I haven't had a piece of fudge. And I haven't thought about wanting a piece of fudge.
Somebody brought us fudge. I think it was at the other building. This is the last time I had fudge. Somebody brought in some it was like half chocolate, half peanut butter. Mm. Do you remember that?
I do remember it, but who did that? It was one of our interns, wasn't it?
It wasn't Lindsay. Lindsay's always bringing us.
Was it Lindsay?
I don't know. Ask Lindsay if she's ever made it. If she's ever.
I don't hate fudge, but I don't crave it. I don't make it. I don't.
I would never buy it because it's just too much. It's just like a big hunk of chocolate in your mouth. I don't need chocolate.
No.
I mean, listen, if there was some fudge here right now.
Well, of course you'd
I would have
it.
A little piece.
And you wouldn't. A little piece.
Yeah, I don't want to. I would never eat like a bunch of fudge. Like I remember being a kid and having fudge. But chocolate gives me acid reflux, then. I can't be eating too much chocolate.
It does.
It does. Yeah.
Acid reflux.
That's right. Heartburn.
All right.
The layman's term.
How about a fast fact?
Sure. I love a fast fact. You know that.
Fast facts. Movie previews are called trailers because originally they were shown at the end of movies.
Is that so?
I don't remember that. Do you?
I don't.
The name stuck even once they started showing them. Before the movie begins.
Yeah, I have never really sat and pondered, like, why do they call it a trailer? Because it is just a preview. It's a coming attraction.
Trailers used to be at the end. Mm. That's how they got the name.
And now that's just what
and
they're
now
called.
We're stuck with it. Mm. Vincent van Gogh's famous painting, The Starry Night, is actually a view from the room of a mental asylum in France where he'd admitted himself.
Oh. Well, he definitely did have some problems.
Yeah. He sure did.
Way to take the bull by the horns.
800-400-3697. We've got Tex and Maddie's here to read them.
I'm just going to run through these real quick.
Is this something about some guy who peed himself for $450?
First one, 4-1-5. Maddie, as a woman listener, we have tolerated a lot from you, but PP pants is the deal breaker. 510. OMG, Maddie, that's the most disgusting story you've ever told about yourself. Ooh, and you said it on the air when you're trying to meet someone. 510. The fact that you would dump a lady because you heard her pee but will pee your own pants is wild.
That's, you know what, that's a solid one right there. You have a long list of things you cannot accept.
925. A woman can't pee in a toilet in front of Maddie, but he can pee his pants by choice. Let's see, from 510. I surf. Peeing in a wetsuit is completely different. Water comes in through the...
Totally different.
No, I understand. As I'm being judgy, I just wanted to point out, I understand you might be thinking there's a similarity there, and I don't believe there is.
No.
At all.
And 707, Maddie, you bonehead. A casino attendant will lock your machine so you can go to the bathroom. My grandma used to do it all the time. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
707.
They would rather do that for you than have you pee on their stool.
You don't have a friend. You could have just had sit on it.
No,
you.
I was by myself. I was waiting. My wife was meeting me the next day. I'd been in Reno for 4 days with no name.
Oh,
so
Jesus.
Yeah, I was in great shape. Let's see here. And then one person defended me. 707. Maddie, I wear Depends at the craps table all the time. No pun intended.
That's a good one.
Oh my God.
That's supportive.
You're so serious about your fun.
That you almost make it not fun.
That you diaper up. My God, man. But okay.
Those diapers seem like they must be really dependable.
415, does this mean Maddie will leave Shoppers alone if they don't return their carts to the rightful place? Apples and oranges.
Don't worry.
I'm judging
if it's
that.
A dude and he's any bigger than Maddie, he's not saying a word. It's right. Only a lady or someone who he knows he can take.
I can knock that kid over.
Oh, I will squash a kid.
We're going to take a quick break.
Okay, good.
Everything's going to be okay. Coming up next, your chance to win Alice's ultimate stocking stuffer, plus SNL, Courtney Love, and Taylor Swift.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole a car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.